Back now with Day to Day. Hedge funds. They're like mutual funds for the really rich. Average get-in fee, $1 million. Despite that distinction, they're beset by scandals lately. Next week, the Securities and Exchange Commission is initiating new rules to try to clean up the industry. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, what about the rules change?
Right. These are new accounting and disclosure regulations, Alex. The hedge funds are going to have to register with the SEC by February 1st and make some financial information public. And the thing is that hedge fund managers traditionally don't like to do that. They're known for being really secretive about their strategies. But that's what can make them money. Hedge funds should be able to get you a return on your money even when the rest of the market is going south. So hedge funds can give you a pattern of returns that tend to vary from bonds and stocks and help you to diversify your portfolio. But as you said, you have to be able to afford to get into them.
Well, are the hedge funds going to have to register somewhere or behave in some way that's new?
Yeah, the managers of these funds are going to have to register with the SEC, but there are a few ways to avoid it, in the U.S. at least. The one is by following what's known as this two-year law, and these funds wouldn't have to register so long as investors weren't able to get at their money for 2 years, or if a fund has a really small number of investors, less than 15. But one firm is challenging these regulations in court, so anything could happen. But still, most people agree that they will go through. I spoke with Mark Fried. He's with Lister Watson of Funds of Hedge Funds Managers. And he says most hedge fund advisors are pretty much resigned to this.
Maybe not enthusiastically, but they're going to do it because in order to market themselves successfully to the kind of institutional investors they want to have as investors, this is a real it's a seal of approval. The SEC probably isn't going to find out anything that I shouldn't find out when I do research on behalf of my clients. I mean, you hope the people you're dealing with are honest and you've done a good job checking their backgrounds and verifying their records. But I think they're probably less likely to lie to the SEC than they are to lie to me.
So Fried sees this pretty much as the hedge fund industry just maturing. It's part of a natural progression as more institutional investors invest in these hedge funds.
Janet, what about other rules that the SEC is looking at for corporate America?
Yes, these proposed rules have to do with what management is getting paid and who knows about it. So no more payments hidden as perks, no more cars and drivers for life, things like that. But these are just proposals. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll be taking a look at how some New York landlords are paying a fortune to get tenants out of apartments.
Thank you, Janet Babin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.